The cultural highlights for our region this weekend include classical music, indie rock, dance, theater, neo-benshi, plus a whole lot more. Jeff Tweedy and Nels Klein of Wilco play the first concert on Joe's Field at Mass Mocha since 2019 on Saturday at 8 p.m. in North Adams. Short of a full-fledged solid sound festival, this concert serves as a tribute to founding director Joe Thompson, and all proceeds from the concert directly benefit Mass Mocha's Joe Thompson Yes Fund, supporting the museum's mission to champion artists and art-making in all forms. At Tanglewood on Saturday at 8 p.m., pianist Daniel Trifonov joins the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the direction of music director Andres Nelson to perform Brahms' Piano Concerto No. 1. Symphony No. 1 by Prokofiev is also on the program. Then on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 p.m., violinist Gil Shaham will perform Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 3 in G, with the BSO serving as his backup band. Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 5, Reformation, is also on the Sunday program. On Saturday at 6 p.m., classical saxophonist and composer Stephen Banks and pianist Zach Bierken perform works by Mozart, Creston, De Kruk, and Banks himself as part of the Tannery Pond concert series taking place this summer at St. James Church in Chatham, New York. Roots music singer and multi-instrumentalist Amy Helm, daughter of the late legendary singer-drummer Levon Helm of The Band, performs at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Mass. On Saturday at 7:30 p.m. At PS21 in Chatham, visionary flutist and MacArthur Fellow Claire Chase takes the stage tonight in the Modern Opera Fest, leading an ensemble of community members to engage in collective music-making as they explore the myth of the demigod Pan. Composed by Marcus Balter, the piece uses 7 tableaux to narrate the life of Pan, one of only 2 Greek deities said to have been put to death. The piece figuratively and literally explores how storytelling and music can bring people together. Ballet Hispanico, celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, is in residence at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Mass. This weekend, performing tonight through Sunday. Becoming Othello, A Black Girl's Journey, is a multimedia theatrical production with lyrical language, soulful songs, and the music that shaped the life of a resilient girl growing up in Spanish Harlem. This one-woman autobiographical drama, written and performed by Deborah Ann Bird, starts previews tonight at Shakespeare & Company's Outdoors at the Roman Garden Theater in Lenox, Mass., and officially opens on Sunday. Flowchart Cabaret Cinema returns to Hudson Hall on Saturday at 7 p.m. with a night of neo-benshi featuring Devon, Brandon Downing, Michael Gottlieb, Jeffrey Leppendorf, Stephen Merritt, Marianne Shanine, Edwin Torrance, and others. Neo-benshi gives poets and performers the opportunity to remove the dialogue from movie clips and replace it with their own, singing, dancing, reading right out loud in front of the screen. The Flowchart Foundation is dedicated to exploring the interrelationships of various art forms as guided by the legacy of poet John Ashbery, who called Hudson home for many years. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.